This is a very solemn day and a solemn celebration that we have here this evening. And the solemnity is not just sadness, like the grief one feels when someone whom you love dies. It's partly that. But that can't be the real reason, because we know the resurrection follows this. The solemnity has to do with a kind of a quiet awe and respect for the occasion. An awe at the mystery of our salvation that was brought about by the death of Christ. Now, the death of Christ is not something that happened by accident. In John's Gospel particularly, and we heard that at the very beginning of this reading this evening, that Jesus knows everything that's going to happen to him. There's an intentionality about his going to his death. Jesus differs from the rest of the human race in that one way at least, and that is that he accepts his death and he's in control of it. For the rest of the human race, dying is something that we have no control over. We can't choose the hour. We can put it off maybe, we can deny it, but eventually it's going to get everybody. But we go unwillingly to death, and he goes to death willingly. And that's not some accident of nature. It's not some change of God's mind during Jesus' lifetime. This is who God is. God is the dyer. God is the servant, the one who is always dying for the other, the one who is more concerned about the other than about himself. And so Jesus, in his Paschal mystery, shows us, reveals to us who God is. Now, the Paschal mystery we often think of as the dying and rising of Christ, but that's sort of this culmination at the final hours of his life that we celebrate during the Triduum. But really, the Paschal mystery is the whole mystery of Christ that begins with the incarnation, which we celebrate at Christmas, and it ends with our celebration of Pentecost, the ascension to the Father and the sending of the Spirit so that we might be involved in that mystery. So the mystery of his giving of himself, of his letting go of his divinity and taking on our humanity, that begins with the incarnation. And his whole life is characterized by this selflessness, this willingness to give his will over to the Father's will. Not my will, but yours be done. His willingness to risk everything, his willingness to die for others. There are so many gospel passages where Jesus is taking the place of another. I think, for example, the son of the widow of Nain. Jesus walks into this small town just as a funeral cortege is going out to the cemetery. And Jesus halts the procession and he touches the young man's body and says, "I bid you arise." And of course, he makes himself impure by touching a cadaver. Jesus is on his way to his death in Jerusalem, and he raises this young man. He takes his place. He dies so that the young man can live. When he raises Lazarus from the dead, that's just one more nail in his own coffin, because it just angers the leaders all the more. He's raising Lazarus, taking Lazarus's place, because a short time later, Jesus is going to die. So he reveals the God who is always for the other. That's what's happening in the Trinity. That's what's always happening in salvation history. But he not only reveals God to us, he reveals us to ourselves. He reveals in a human body what it looks like to be fully human in every sense of the term. And to be fully human is to be divine, because we are created in God's image. And so, yes, we're tainted by sin and we don't always act at our best. And so we often don't image God in the way that we should, but when we are at our best, when we are acting most fully human and most fully alive, we look like Christ. We look like God. Jesus is revealing to us that we have the potential to be like him. We have the potential to be more concerned about the other than about ourselves. We have the potential to walk willingly toward our death, not being afraid of it, not pushing it away, but accepting it as God's will and giving our will over to that will of God. So often we fall short of that, but this is the ideal. And so Good Friday and the veneration of the cross that we're going to do in a few minutes, this is not just about Jesus' Paschal mystery. It's about our Paschal mystery. It's about our sharing in his, our joining ourselves to it, our willingness to take it on in our own lives. Jesus says in various places, anyone who is not willing to take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Christian life is all about taking up the cross. It's about going to our own personal Jerusalem, our own personal Calvary, determining through prayer and careful discernment just what exact way God is calling me to take up my cross. And so when we venerate the cross this evening, it's not a cross with a corpus on it. It has no image of Jesus. It's just a bare wooden cross. And why do we do that? Because it's our cross. Instead of seeing Jesus on it, we see ourselves on it. And so touching the cross of Jesus is touching our own cross as well.